You as a parent, I would love to know what you think about this. This is right up your alley. So before I play you the video, here's the scenario. There is a girl who's just hanging out at a mall, and as she's walking by a food court, she sees a couple, a woman, her, I don't know, boyfriend, husband, whatever he is, and their baby. And the baby is laying on the floor of the food court, and she whips out her phone and gets on TikTok. And this video has gone viral now. And it started a big discussion. I mean, there's a lot of debate going on over this particular video. So check this out. All right. So you're walking by. You see a baby laying on the floor.
That's
the
a mother's real baby. On her.
It's a real baby. The baby's just laying there playing.
Like, the parents, are they for real, or for fake? Like, real life.
It says, lady lays her baby on the floor. And the girl who took the video can't believe it. She thinks it's
again.
Maybe a fake baby.
Bro, you got... Like, are they for real, or for fake?
Like, right, she's wondering, is she being punked? You know, are they trying to start a conversation or having somebody confront them? Is that a real baby? Like, she's so shocked that there's a baby laying on the ground like that, you know, she can't. And the people just walking by. What's so weird is there was a guy walking by on his phone that came just like a foot from the baby's head.
Right.
So I'll tell you what the debate is. I'll tell you what the people are saying. So if you go and you look at the comments, some people are saying the floor is really dirty. I wouldn't even put my purse on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Well,
another person said some people really do not deserve to be parents. And somebody else said, yeah, the germs, but like that's some hard tile floor. What if he hits his head or something?
So it's his head. Again, it is. His head's on the floor. Can't hit
right.
It. That's stupid.
Right. So that's one side of it. The other side is you shouldn't talk about something you don't know.
Right.
Maybe this is the way they calm their child down. You know, if you see the baby is playing and happy
very
and
happy.
Not crying. Somebody else said, listen, unless the child was being hurt or harmed, let him be. Don't be a holier than thou parent. And then someone else said, well, he's building up an immune system.
And I agree with that. I take that side because once you have a baby out in public and mm-hmm. there's only a few things babies like to make them stop crying, and one of them could be laying on the ground. That could be the baby's safe place. And maybe the baby's a little hot. The floor's kind of cold. The baby seemed very happy. I do worry about the germ issue. I mean, we are in a pandemic right now. To put your mm-hmm. kid on a floor, God only knows what's on that floor. God only knows the last time that floor was cleaned. But when you have a screaming baby at a mall, you do whatever you can to get that baby to be happy.
I guess my thing would be, I have no problem with her putting the baby on the floor if that's going to calm her baby down, but just why wouldn't you lay a towel down under the baby, or baby blanket, or your sweater? You know, just put something under the baby so that it's not baby and floor. So they're not completely, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a parent. Like, what do I got? Mm-hmm. I don't have a dog in this fight. But I feel like if the baby was crying and screaming and throwing a tantrum, that would have been problematic. But that was a really happy baby. If you see the video, right. The kid is like playing with a toy and smiling and giggling and kicking its feet. So it's a very small infant, by the way. If you're wondering, like, how old is the baby?
Yeah, the baby's 8 months old.
I was going to say, I don't know children's ages. I don't know if that kid was 8 months old or 14 years old. I have no idea.
It was like 7 or 8.
Yeah, it's months. It doesn't talk. It doesn't talk. It doesn't walk. So whatever age that is.
And yeah, babies like months. Being on the floor. They love it because they can do things on the floor. They can. And I think back to, I put the baby on the floor all the time at home. I mean, it's still a nasty, disgusting floor. But I mean, it's not public, nasty, disgusting floor like that is.
Excuse me, they at least clean their floor because it's a food court. They have somebody that constantly cleans the floor.
Yeah, we don't know that. Yeah, we don't.
Right, don't have that.
Right, we don't know if they've, you know, in the time of COVID where they fired everybody, if they haven't cleaned that floor in a year. But the baby was happy, and that's all that matters. If the baby's not happy, then take the baby away. But the baby's very happy.
I'm surprised there were no comments from people saying things like, because my initial reaction was, floor, are you kidding me? We were lucky to be on the floor. Like, we were in way grosser places.
Right.
You know, like our generation, not only do we played on floors, we ate off floors, we licked floors.
We ate dirt. We went outside and ate dirt. We made dirt pies and ate them.
Right. Right. My parents used to let us, whenever my cousins came, we had a station wagon for a little while, and me and my cousins would be in the very, very back of the station wagon. Like, no seatbelt, no nothing, just playing, hanging out, giving the finger to other cars as we drove by, you know?
Yeah. Go back to when I was 6 months old, and there's a photo of me with a cigarette in my mouth. So, you know,
I knew you smoked early, but wow.
Yeah. So then that's the life I led. I was sitting there with the dog on the couch, me with a cigarette, 6 months old. What's up?
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, there was no Purell. You know, no. I saw a woman today and she was refilling her 3-year-old's water bottle because the kid had drank all of its water. And I was like, I don't think I drank water until I was like 15. Until I started playing sports. I didn't even know what water was.
No, we did. We drank it out of a hose.
Well, that's true.
You know, we took the hose and we crimped it and we drank out of it. And then we sprayed our friends with it.
Yeah, that we did do that. That is very true.
You can still remember what that tastes like. What hose water tastes like, you can remember.
Oh, yeah. It had that metallic in it because it was probably rust in the hose.
We were fine.
But that's my point. We turned out okay. We're all healthy. We're fine.